This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. We're listening back to a StoryCorps panel recorded live at the Orlando Public Library last December. We'll get back to that panel discussion hosted by 90.7's Nicole Darden-Creston in a moment. But first, let's hear from Denise Diaz and her daughter Zoe Shipley-Diaz. They recorded a conversation in which they talked about their experiences in middle and high school and some of the racism and bullying they've seen.
Why do you like to read so much?
In a book that's not real, it's like you're not in the present. It's like you're involved with these characters. They make you happy. They make you sad. They bring emotions that you never would really trigger in real life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it takes me to another place.
If I wrote a book about you, what would it say?
That's a hard question. I would say, like, the stuff a middle schooler has to go through, because I ride the bus, and it's not even a long distance. It's a really short distance. Mm-hmm. But I still get home around at 5. And then after that, you have to do homework and then eat dinner. The only true time you have to spend to yourself would be, like, on the weekends, and even then you still have stuff to do. You're not always free. And some people overlook, like, oh, you're just a child. Nothing can be stressful for you, but a lot of things in this world are, including middle school. And I'm not saying adults don't have a bad or a hard time dealing with stuff like that, but I'm just saying that kids do too.
I want you to be able to interview me.
Okay.
If you have a question around me and my middle school experience.
I have a question that might, like, bring in a story or something. Were people ever bullying you or racist to you or anything like that?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah?
It was my second year in high school. It was a lot of Mexican kids, and it was a lot of white kids.
Oh.
And white Mexican kids. You know, so there were brown people there, too. The thing was that they would make fun of the way I talk, the way I talk Spanish. And also, I think, like, the teachers, too, would make assumptions. The teachers were white, all of them. And I remember, like, there were two Denise Diaz's.
Oh, wow.
And one was white. She had blue eyes. And then there was me. And I remember one time they saw that, I guess, Denise Diaz had cut school. Oh. And they came and got me and pulled me out the class. I'm like, what happened? They were like, you cut class. I was like, I didn't. I didn't cut class. So that all happened with the dean. And then they turn up, it was the other Denise Diaz.
When they picked on you, did they ever, like, try to fight you? Or did they just verbally pick on you?
No, it was just, like, making fun of me. And so I had to be funny and laugh it off and try to make fun of them or, you know, try to be like, that doesn't bother me. I think about it now and realize that there are, and there were some kids who, them in school, their parents were undocumented. And so that's an insecurity that they had to live with. And now seeing, like, what do you do when you're insecure about something that you don't want to expose? You just, like, make fun of someone else, right? You, when you've been bullied, you bully others. And so now I understand it a little bit differently of just seeing that, like, I am enough. And so I'm not angry anymore like I used to be. I'm actually, like, grateful that, like, it helped me see how we all have insecurities. And I'm not, like, mad at those kids. I didn't go to my high school reunion, but it's okay. It's just like what you had to do as a kid to survive. Yeah, I would say.
I've always looked up to you, Mom.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd always look up to you and think that, like, I'd always want to be like you because you'd always defend people even if they're different than you.
Well, you should know I look up to you because you're such a strong leader and you have such a big heart, and you're so smart and funny that I can't believe I helped shape such a beautiful person. So I'm so excited about who you're going to become. what you already have become. Because you're so cool. If I was 11 years old, I would want to be your best friend and hang out with you in middle school.
Yeah.
Would you hang out with me?
I would think you would be, like, my best friend.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's my story, and I feel like some things in the world you might actually have to change, but some things in the world you don't have to.
That was Denise Diaz and her daughter Zoe Shipley Diaz in a StoryCorps conversation recorded by the Orange County Library System. Now back to our StoryCorps listening event, recorded at the library last December. 90.7's Nicole Darden-Creston talked with Celeste Curry and her mother Riley Roker about the experience of homeschooling and the significance of the public library as a resource.
Now, Riley and Celeste, you have been very patient, and now we will hear from you. Celeste, please tell me that I'm saying your last name correctly. Celeste, is it Curry? It's Curry. Okay, good. Celeste Curry and her mother, Riley Roca. And here we'll hear them talking about the experiences of homeschooling and the significance of the public library as a resource. And as I understand it, Celeste has turned her love for reading into a love for writing, a published author by age 13, right? Congratulations. Take it away, Leo.
I guess our journey started when we decided to homeschool you and to homeschool Alexander, my son. It was a big decision because I think that being from Mexico, homeschooling was not something that we knew even was possible or something that existed. It was a scary journey, but we'd been going through some bullying issues at school. And so the best and first resource that I had was the public library, where I went and I got a bunch of books about how to homeschool your child and what to do with you guys and what constitutes a terrific curriculum and how to give you guys a quality education, and also a bunch of books about self-esteem and how to make your child feel like someone valuable and somebody intelligent. That was really important to me. And then you continued with a lot of other wonderful things, just the way that you started exploring how you could impact the world. And again, we went to the library. And so now this time, the library was having a
business fair, because another one of our good friends told us that the business fair was going to happen. And so my brother and I participated, but I decided that I wanted to hand make and sell all natural bars of soap. So that's what I did.
Which was shocking to us.
Because it was completely out of, my dad's a movie maker and my mom is a sculptor, so it was. And still, it's just funny because it's completely out of our zone.
I remember you won biggest business potential, and then you took off from there, right?
Yeah.
I remember one time that we were in the Florida Keys. We had visited the Florida Keys deer, and we were visiting them and studying them. And this man was thrilled with my kids and how knowledgeable they were until my son mentioned that we were homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And then this random stranger who didn't know us started telling my kids how terrible it was and what a disservice I was doing by having pulled them out of the public school system, and how they were never going to socialize and how their lives were going to be a mess. And for a complete stranger to tell you what you couldn't or couldn't do, achieve or couldn't achieve in your own life without even knowing you or even having talked to you for a second, I think that that was one of the really hard moments. But you fast forward all these years. You're a published author. So Palmas Publishing included Celeste in their Thrill of the Hunt, Terror. Terror Anthology. And you're doing these fantastic super soaps. And you're impacting conservation because you're donating money to the manatees. So this random person who didn't know you tried to define you and who you would be and who you would become without even knowing you. And that was tough. That was a very difficult moment.
The way you always put it when we're homeschooling or doing anything is you drench me in love. So, you know, my mom, my dad, my brother, they all drench me in love, and we do the same to each other. You stop feeling like you have to go and play video games to fit in. You start saying, okay, to fit in, how about I go and donate money to the turtles or the manatees or the birds or whatever? And you start feeling more self-driven because you don't feel as pressured to fit into that mold anymore. I can find my voice, whether it's in making soaps or, you know, writing. I'm the biggest scaredy cat that I know. I'm afraid of my own shadow, but I love writing scary stories, and it's great because it's kind of like, I don't know, an escape. Ever since I was, like, little, I mean, I loved reading a series called Goosebumps, and you were always like, honey, why do you like reading Goosebumps? You're afraid of, like, a lot of stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know. So remember when I got that, like, old notebook, and I wrote, like, this weird story in it, and you're like, oh, this is very good. And, you know, years later, I found out it wasn't, but again, you were helping me on my journey.
I hope that when you look back on Mom and Dad, you'll say they were there for me and they saw the beauty in me no matter what adversity, no matter what other people were saying, and they didn't see me as a grade on a piece of paper. They saw me as a human being. I hope that you always remember how loved you are, how valuable you are.
I definitely do.
Celeste Curry and Riley Rocha. Somebody is definitely cutting onions in the next room. That was beautiful, and thank you so much for sharing your story. What did it feel like for you to hear that?
I mean, it was definitely like, I thought differently back then, but the things that mattered are still there, and I feel like now it's just all the things that were good back then are the good, and then adding on more and every day, more and more, it's just more good experiences. So.
Yeah, take that, random stranger. What was the recording experience like for you? Was anything in particular a surprise for either one of you?
Well, We're from Mexico, so we didn't listen to StoryCorps growing up. Sorry,
we just didn't.
And so we got this beautiful invitation from the library, and of course we jump on everything that the library says because they do such great things. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't everyone? And so I said, Celeste, guess what? What? We were invited to do a thing. And she's like, what thing? I said, I have no idea, but it's going to be great. And so we came, and we didn't know what it was going to be about. And then it was like we went in a room, and there were papers, and there were lights. I was like, oh, wow, I guess I should have worn makeup, right? I was like, wow, this is a real thing, recording and drawings and pictures. And now there's an exhibit. It's just, you know, I can't wait for StoryCorps the movie because it's just, it was amazing. It was really impressive that the library would do something this fantastic. It's testament to the quality of library that we have here.
Hear, hear. That is true. I've got a note from Matthew here, our news director, Matthew Petty. He says that, similar to my experience, there were some wonderful things that weren't able to make it into the 5-minute version. He mentions, Riley, that you talk about a canoe trip and reading The Wind in the Willows to your son to make it more interesting, making the point about trying to bring books to life or find a particular connection with a particular book to spark an interest in reading.
Okay, I think you're the one cutting the onions.
I'd love to hear more about that.
Okay, so one of the main reasons I pulled my children from school, there were a lot, but my son had epilepsy. Miraculous recovery, he doesn't have it anymore. But at that moment, it was really hard. He was being bullied at school, which is one of the big triggers, and we were going through a really difficult time. And I never imagined myself as a homeschool mom. I just didn't think that. It's not even legal in my country. So when this first happened, I really didn't know how to go about this. But I knew that I love my kids, and I knew that I wanted them to connect with books and with reading and with education and all the beautiful things that can happen. My son was in the hospital for various days, having lots of different studies done. And when he got out, we were just torn as a family. We were really, really heartbroken. So I said, you know what, today we're just going to put the, he's right over there making faces. I said, we're going to put the math books away. We're going to put the curriculum away. And it's just going to be us. And we went to the springs where they had some canoes. And I'm a terrible canoer. I learned that day. And we got in a canoe with a picnic basket and tried to row for about 5 minutes, which just we rowed around in circles. Didn't work out. And I said, let's just put the rows of the things, the oars away, and let's flow down this river, you and I, and let's just see where this takes us. And I read The Wind in the Willows. We imagined that the little animals were on the banks of the shore, and it was a beautiful moment, and it was a metaphor for our journey as homeschoolers. We just let this lead us. We've relaxed and trusted the journey, and it's made all the difference.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. I would like to thank all four of you again, Celeste and Riley and Chelsea and Randall. Can we have a round of applause for them for sharing their stories?
And that was 90.7's host of All Things Considered and the StoryCorps Orlando podcast, Nicole Darden-Kristen, talking with Celeste Curry and her mother, Riley Roker. That was recorded at a StoryCorps listening event at the Orlando Public Library last December. Thanks to the Orange County Library System's Aaron Sullivan and Scotty Campbell and the staff at the Melrose Center. An exhibit featuring StoryCorps snippets, illustrations, and photos from the Orange County Library System's customers is on display at the Orlando Public Library until January 31st. The Orange County Regional History Center's Accidental Historian exhibit runs through January 19th. And to listen to more stories from our community, visit wmfe.org/StoryCorps. Support for Intersection comes from Advent Health and from our listeners. Intersection's producer is Brendan Byrne. Production assistance for today's show from Nicole Darden-Kristen and Jenny Babcock. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. February marks 1 year since the suicide of TSA officer Robert Henry at Orlando International Airport. WMFE's investigation, TSA in Turmoil, dug into allegations of abuse and retaliation in the workplace culture at TSA. And on January 29th, we'll present our speaker series examining the impact of Henry's death and the investigation, and changes made by TSA to improve workplace culture and prevent suicide. Join us for a panel discussion and Q&A at the Orlando Public Library. You can find details on our website, wmfe.org. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening.